So when we look at overt racism, just to summarize, those theoretical racism, which we can call also overt racism, they espouse this philosophy of white racism and white domination, including black inferiority and the need to oppress the other. They also engage in creating and maintaining institutions and relationships to perpetuate white racism. So historically, we look at the institutions that are created and then the signs that go up. You know, no black folks allowed, and, you know, for white only. This is the work of overt racist in their practices and relationship to black people. These people are operating out of a theoretical framework. All right. And so we can look at the recent history would be the history of the historical experience of African Americans here in North America, where we were subjugated under, you know, theoretical racism. All right. Then with the psychocultural races, I don't blood, and then those operating outside of, within the context of the racism matrix. These people are. Now, as I said, these are people who are not unaware of racism. They are unaware of racism, but they don't go around necessarily espousing it as a theory. They are not members of the Klan, let's say. You understand what I'm saying? And they don't necessarily even have to be members of the elite. They're just members of the white race and know that they are a part of the white race. They recognize that there is a construct to some extent, but they don't necessarily espouse it and, you know, engage in this, and their relationship is more tacit, you know, in the sense that, you know, these are the folks you hear. Well, I was just doing my job. You understand? They are in. They operate through the construct of the institutions. So the psychocultural races, who are operating within the racism matrix, are racist by privilege.